the ones you're on. It's been a while. But I think it's time for a nice little fucking intro. So thanks for listening to our podcast. Time to turn up. It's been a while since I've done an intro like this. But I just want to tell you guys that I appreciate you for listening to this podcast. Whoever the fuck you are, we're still doing this to the end of time. Oliver and I are heading to Fenway Park in the next few hours. We're doing this podcast the day we drop. I love y'all.
Oh, welcome back to Small State of Big Takes. This is episode 283. Last week, I said it was 272. I was only off by 10. Opening take for Stephen O. Scott, what do you got?
Nice one, Ollie, last week. Wow, you really fucked us over. But, yo, happy to be here. Shout out to my boy Joshy Pods coming through. Hopefully fucking Gilly gets through. Big take of the week tomorrow. We get famous, Ollie. Tomorrow, SSPT is officially on the Twitter map, and we're established as the Rhode Island Goats, which we already are, but motherfuckers are going to know. It's going to be name, face recognition tomorrow, and I'm really excited.
But the real question is, are the certified psychopaths really going to be psychopaths after that? Because everybody in the world is going to be a certified psychopath.
What if everyone just becomes a certified... Everybody's psycho.
Maybe, and just everybody's equal.
Everybody on Earth. We transform them.
Or everybody certified. In Rhode Island. I'll start there.
Dude, fuck Rhode Island. Let's go for the whole world, bro.
No, let's just start with Connecticut, because they suck anyway.
Dude, what would be easier to convert, Rhode Island or Connecticut? To certified psychopaths fully. What do you think?
I don't know. That's how you look at Connecticut.
I thought one day we're going to get Stephen A. Smith to answer one of our replies.
That's coming. That shit's fucking coming, dude.
That's got to be coming soon, right?
Every day we try.
Yeah.
What have you guys been up to? What the fuck's going on in your guys' life?
I got a lot going on.
I don't. I got nothing. I had a cable fiasco last week.
Buddy in the dark doing this podcast.
Yeah, where are you in the fucking... What are you, held hostage right now, bro? The eclipse is over.
Well, I could turn my lamp on, but it's not that serious. And I'm in the living room because my girlfriend has to study downstairs where I usually
I'll consider it. You looking like you didn't even look at the eclipse today. Did you even give a fucking rat's ass or not?
Not a single fucking flying fuck, no.
Why not, you bitch? You just fucking knew it was cool as shit.
There was only like 40% totality here and I looked at it. Come on, man.
Right? The fuck? Josh is in the middle of Florida fucking trying to look at this shit.
I didn't have glasses. Didn't prepare well. And, dude, saw it a few years ago. So, like, I don't know.
You don't give a fuck about when the sun and the moon fucking combine to make a fucking...
Can we talk about that for a sec, actually?
Sure.
Oh, boy, I love where this is going already.
What are the odds that the moon is the exact size of the sun?
Perception-wise. Fucking wacko.
Perception-wise, you morons. You fucking...
You're the one that fucking said it, you fucknut.
Perception-wise, it looks the same size because of distance. Yeah. But what are the odds that from where we are living to the moon to completely cover the sun perfectly? Give me a fucking break.
Bro, it's called
I'd say it's 100% because it happens every like 20 years. So I'm not getting it.
Just generally speaking,
yeah,
the fact we are on this Earth with our moon, the perfect distance away to have that shit happen, give me a goddamn break.
Dude, exactly, bro.
It's not
Fucking,
real.
it's called sacred geometry, bro. What are you talking about? It's what the Illuminati's all about, dude. It's
No, I'm
all
talking.
in
No, no,
place.
no. No, no, no.
No,
It's
no.
just not real.
He's
What is
just
it?
he's drinking the Kool-Aid.
Everything.
Are you a
Yeah,
flat
nothing's
earther?
real. No, absolutely not.
Listen, no, I hope not. That's the one thing I can't agree with. I cannot
Yeah,
agree with
it's
flat
not happening.
earthers. I can't do it. I cannot.
I kind of respect them the most though, because it's the most like easily proved thing, but they are still just like they're so on it that you know what? Like, I They
wish I
crossed
cared about
over
something
though.
that much.
They're trolls, bro. Like at this point, like you're trolling. Like, dude, like
Yeah.
get like just go into a fucking like go on a skyscraper and look fucking over the horizon, dude, and it'll prove it. Like, what?
Yeah, I don't know about them. But Oliver, I will drink your Kool-Aid for 1 second and just say, you know, it really does fit like a cool event in a coded theory, doesn't it? It really
Yeah,
does.
coded
It's just
theory.
like, you know, a
It's one
sim.
of two things. It's a simulation, or like the higher power that actually created this planet really is
Let's go, Ollie. Little
all whacked
revelations for
out.
Ollie. About time. God
I
bless
lean
you.
towards the Matrix. I definitely lean towards the Matrix simulation theory, but
Oh,
however it
okay.
got created,
Yeah, but you know what?
something, some way, somewhere, like give me a break. That
I
that
hate
is
to
the
get
perfect.
Go ahead, Josh.
I
What?
hate to get religious on this podcast,
Hit
but
it.
even a simulation has a creator, does it not?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no.
So, I don't know. I don't know what I believe. I just believe in something. I'm not going to let other people tell me what it is. It's my own thing. But there's something out there to make all this stuff happen.
That's what I'm
I don't
talking
care if it's
about.
on this planet or another one.
That's what the Great Awakening is all about, baby. You know what? As long as we all agree there's something bigger than us out there, then we should be all right. You know what? We just gotta keep the faith always that we'll be all right.
I think Elon Musk is the creator. Let's just go there.
Think so?
I think he put chips in our brains, you know, 30 years from now, and we all just like are in a never-ending loop of Neuralink.
Bro, it's gonna be like fucking Wall-E.
No,
Movie.
have you guys ever watched that show, The 100?
No.
That's where they fall out of the sky and stuff or whatever, right?
Yeah, but it turns like sci-fi and eventually gets to like you learn how AI was the destruction of the world and more is the key to immortal life and everything. And the Neuralink stuff's pretty creepy when you think about that show and what Neuralink is doing. Just saying.
I love where this podcast is going.
They
Oh, this is good.
download people's brains onto chips and transfer it from body to body.
Dude, download me.
So
I want it.
your
Would you
conscience
do it?
is immortal.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't. I don't think.
No.
Like,
Oh, yeah. I'd let them download the contents of my brain and just live on in another body. Hell yeah.
yeah,
Give
but
me that.
that means you're killing that conscience of the other body. So you're
Does it
killing
though?
somebody to keep living. In this instance of the show, yes, it
Oh yeah,
does.
then no, I
That's
wouldn't
what
like
they do
that.
in the show. Yeah.
If I don't want all of it, if I don't get all of it, I don't want any of it.
Right. I got you.
I mean, I could care less about my body, dude. Put me in fucking Julio Rodriguez's body or something, you know?
What was that movie fucking or that cartoon Evil Con Carne? Remember that on Cartoon Network with the fucking bear with the brain in his head? Remember that
Yo,
show?
yes.
Remember
Yeah.
that? Oh yeah. Dude,
Dude,
make me Boba Fett with that long hair, bro. Let me play baseball with that, with all the knowledge I've got.
dude, at least think of a good baseball player, dude. The Blue Jays are awful.
Yeah, it's
That
true.
team
He's really
stinks.
bad.
Bo,
Not to
he Bo's
spin
done.
zone, but
They're all bad, dude.
I mean, just real
they had
quick,
their time.
back to that last topic though. I do want to talk about the Blue Jays, but that was an interesting thing. Would you down so all right, how about this for a big question of the week, ready? You have the option to download your consciousness and you will live forever as your consciousness, like you're saying, Oliver, or when you die, or have the faith that your spirit will live on and you reincarnate or whatever, what would you rather do? Would you rather have the knowledge that you will live on? You're not yourself anymore. You downloaded your consciousness. You know this, but, or you just die like you're supposed to and whatever.
What would you rather? Disclaimer on this entire conversation. I don't care what anybody believes. Like, you can believe whatever you want to believe. Okay.
Yeah.
Now you can.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. No, this is not. This is just a
I don't,
deep. We're all going to die.
Crap on people.
I think that's why Steve made it afterlife and not a specific.
Well, I think we could all. I think any listener can agree. We're all going to die, I suppose. As far, I mean, that's not like.
Yeah.
Any religious, you know what I mean? Like, everybody that it's came before us has died and. We're probably going to die too, right?
That we know of.
Right. Like, I know. Right. Who the fuck knows?
Right. I don't even think the world, like the Civil War happened. So, because I didn't see it, but you know.
Right. Who knows?
Who the fuck knows? You want to know another fun fact I saw the other day? Do you know that in time, we are closer to the Roman Empire than the Roman Empire was to the pyramids being built?
Yes.
I saw that fun fact the other day somewhere. Maybe you saw it too, or you just already knew it. But
the pyramids were built that far back.
Yeah, the pyramids were ancient to the ancient Romans. The pyramids were that.
Yeah, that's
ancient.
Insane. Yeah. That's insanity.
Yeah.
Yeah, and something of that magnitude being built by people during that time is absolutely impossible. And I wholeheartedly believe that.
So, unless there was some sort of apocalypse that almost extinguished all of the human race or did and we just lost that technology. I don't know.
If you ask me, extinctions have happened and minimal people have died, and then this whole, again, I don't want to disenfranchise religion or anybody that believes in what they want, but it is like a game of telephone, bro. One person made a book, one person saw something happen, and dude, you can't complete a game of telephone in a classroom. Like, that's all I believe. I believe that there's a story there. Somebody believed something. And I absolutely, truly believe that. But to tell you that I believe in that same thing that got passed down to 1,000 years ago? No. No, I don't. I can't. There's too many bad people out there that spin zone things.
Right.
You know? But I believe something. You know, I believe something's out there. I believe that. Like Oliver said, you know, I was way too far back with all that technology. I wholeheartedly believe there was an extinction level event and like two people survived. And maybe it was Adam and Eve. You know, I don't know. I have no clue.
Yeah.
It's very plausible. Very.
Did you ever hear the conspiracy that I forgot what fucking ruler it was or whatever, but like around the year like 400 or 500 like AD, like we're living in now. Whoever the fucking ruler was like, you know what? I really want to make it to the year 1000. So he just made the bookkeeping. Just we're in the year 1000 now, like from like 500. Like, fuck it. That's where we are. And then next thing you know, it was like the year 1000. And then and that's it. You know what I mean? And then they kept keeping records like that.
Well, if you think about the Mayan calendar, that thing was all wrong. You know?
Oh, hell yeah.
2012 was supposed to be this end all be all. The Mayan calendar ended. Dude, what if they were just wrong in their calculation, bro? They didn't really know how many times the Earth. What if 2012 is like 2 years from now?
Right.
And they were just bad at math.
They didn't count in the leap years and shit.
No. It's like there's so many things to this entire thing we do with life. It's crazy.
Like, the Mayan calendar was long before like Julius Caesar, right? Because this was like, isn't Caesar like the Augustan calendar or whatever, like before that we were doing like a 10-month
and
calendar.
Then it was like the Gregorian calendar, right. yeah
it probably sounds so stupid to somebody that knows more shit than us, but like,
yeah, oh yeah, 100%. But again, game of telephone, right? I'm saying this shit, you're saying this shit, and guess what, we're both wrong.
Yeah, we're both completely fucking wrong, probably.
That's just,
you know, it. Who picked up the telephone today?
Who?
Our boy Craigie B.
Oh, he sure did.
Made a deal happen.
Dude, yep. Kiss me through the phone, Craig Breslow. What a deal, yo. Too, huh? Hello.
Hell yeah. Years?
So, but I found out Raphael is, 26 years old now?
Yeah.
No, he's 20. What?
Yeah, isn't he like 20? He's at least 24.
I thought he was 23.
What's his name again? Fucking Raphael.
But yeah, I like it. I think he's the best defensive player on
he's
our roster.
23. He was born
Sorry.
In 2000.
Take it back. Take it
oh,
back.
Oh, that's disgusting. Don't tell me that ever again.
What is what is Raphael's middle name?
I don't know. I just had it up.
Don't fucking spoil it for Josh right now. He's named after a great Brave player of our childhood. His middle name.
Andrew?
Close.
I don't know.
Don't think too hard.
Chipper?
Correct!
Damn, what a middle
Zidane,
name.
Chipper, Nicasio, Marte, Rafaela, named after Chipper Jones. His mother was a fan of the Atlanta Braves.
Interesting.
Hell yeah.
Chipper.
That's a dude there.
I wish Casas got extended first, but I'll take two out of three in a by, you know, before the marathon getting extended is encouraging, I guess. I think it sounds like they're still far away with Casas, but like I kind of feel optimistic that that is inevitable. Maybe I'm a fucking sucker idiot, but
what's a Casas fucking extension looking like to you? What do you think? Like an 80 million or something?
Over no.
No, over no. You're going three digits for sure.
Yeah, I think like 200.
What? Really?
Yeah, no, I do.
200
like
million?
12 years, 200.
Stop it right now. Really?
Yeah. What's wrong with that? That's a bargain.
What
truly.
The fuck? Oh, how
do
much
you not think he's good?
I think he's good, but...
He is a top five first baseman in this league.
$200 million right now?
Think about it. Who else is actually better than him that you can list off the top of your head? The first two are Freeman and... Alonso. And Alonso is actually a little
Olsen.
Bit of a stretch.
Olsen.
Okay, yeah, Olsen. Yes.
Off the top of my head, I guess. Well, I mean, Vlad, I'd still say Vlad.
No,
but...
no, no, no.
Yeah, but, okay, in the scheme of superstar status in the league, if you give Vlad the points, sure. Like, you bring money to the table if you're Vladimir Guerrero Jr.,
Vlad finished second in MVP a couple years ago. Cassius has one
yeah,
full season
four,
under his
4 years ago.
Yeah, but dude, Cassius has one full season. Like,
Vlad's OPS was Doug Mirabelli status last year.
Yeah, last year, and he still was.
And it's been going, it's trending down 3 years in a row, and it's off to a bad start. I'm just saying, if you're a Blue Jays fan, you're concerned about Vlad. We have evidence of that on this podcast not long ago.
What were we saying?
True.
OPS?
Yeah.
78-88 last year, the year before, 818, the year before, 1002.
Right. So what direction is that going, Steve? Care to share?
It is going in a negative direction. However,
okay.
How old's Vlad? Vlad is
he's still young.
And by the way, for the people screaming at me that Bryce Harper is a first baseman, you can just fuck off for a second. Because
yeah, I did forget about that.
It is a thing, but I don't see him as a first baseman right now. I just
he's already paid though too.
I mean, the only other like guys I can like see off of the list right here, I mean Goldschmidt, but like I'd still take Cassis over him and Christian Walker. Like that's not
Christian
moving
Walker's
anything
not...
for me. Oh no, he's sneaky good, but like
yeah,
I'm trying to look
still
at like
disrespected, I think. He's
absolutely.
Fucking good, dude.
All right. Look, if Cassis fucking pops off for a year and then like this full year, say he pops off, hits like 35 bombs, 100 RBIs, and like fucking 310 average. All right, now I'm thinking, all right, this guy's fucking the real deal. And then
if
I'm
he
gonna
has
need...
a season like that, Steve. He's
one season. You're gonna give him $200 million,
Steve? That why is that so crazy? Not everybody can fleece everybody like the Braves. Like you gotta.
Yeah, but I mean, we gotta be realistic here. Like that's fucking. That's like that's. I mean. I don't know. In my mind, I'm thinking
Rafa
like
got his number before he hit free agency for over 300, right?
Yeah, but they were bullied. The Red Sox ownership was bullied into fucking giving him that contract. That was like a makeup deal. That's how I feel.
It still had to be done.
It had to be done, but it was like a fucking like, all right,
and
assholes,
Costas
fans.
Is the deal. I think that has to be done, and sooner the better.
Oh my god,
Steve,
I
I'm
can't
gonna
believe
name.
You're not a Costas believer. Would you rather have Vinny P or Costas?
No, I'd rather have fucking is it Casas or I assume
I
call
don't
him
know. If
Casas.
I asked you that question in April of last year, you would have said Vinny P, though.
Absolutely, yes, I would have. Yes, I would have. But now I would rather have
Okay.
Casas for sure. But oh, here we go. Oh, perfect timing for
I'm
that.
gonna I'm going to name five. No, I'll name three just to break it down a little bit quicker. And I just want your immediate yes or no. Don't
Okay.
think about it. Yes or no. Tristan
I heard this
Casas
from Mac
over.
Jones.
Tristan Casas over this person.
Okay.
Cody Bellinger.
Cassis, yeah.
Paul
Right
Goldschmidt.
now? Hello.
Gilly, we're talking long-term Cassis, like, give this motherfucker a huge deal. Who would you rather do it?
No,
But,
let's
like,
just ask him. Let's
gotcha.
ask him the
Yeah,
question.
let's go.
Well, what would you give Cassis for an extension right now, Gilly?
Well, when
Like
is he due to
number.
be a free agent?
If you simply let's just say
I don't
no
even
other
think he's hit his
variables,
RBs yet.
what would be
No.
your number in your years?
Well, I mean, he's probably going to be a free agent when he's like 28 or so, right? So I would say you've got to at least give him a 7 to 10 year deal. 10 is probably on the high side. I don't think he would do that.
Yeah, he's still
I
in
would
free
do,
arm, by the way.
I mean, it probably like 8 years, 120 is probably like a
That's fine.
maybe a
No,
starting point.
that's hang
I
on,
think you'd
Steve.
to go longer though, that'd be a problem. I don't know. I don't think he would do that because then
Steve,
that's his only contract.
that's
That's the issue.
$1 million less than what I said a year, AAV.
What'd you say? You said 12
How long
years?
though? I said 12,200, Gilly.
Oh, see, I mean, that's a bold move though for us. I don't know if I would want to do that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but the numbers are still similar. That's all I'm saying.
Oh,
Yeah,
you're right.
okay.
And
Yeah.
if you look at it like as two different contracts, right? If he, I don't know, if he does arbitration and all that shit, and then all of a sudden he becomes a free agent, what would that contract be? The 12
Well,
years, 200 million is probably a good win-win. Like that's probably
right.
accurate to like what that would be combined. But it is bold. I don't know.
I guess I just that's I took signing him right now. What's it going to take? Because what I fear is he's going to hit the latter half of, his arbitration, and we're going to lose him. Like we're going to see these numbers climb and climb and climb, and all of a sudden he's going to see his true market, and then we're not going to sign him for what he's worth. So why not just buy out the rest of those years, give him something that's a little lucrative and heavy on the years, and he's just a franchise guy for the rest of his life. I don't see the problem in that, but that's just me.
I think it's a little bit early. That's all I gotta say. Like I believe Cassius is dope. I think he's gonna keep being great and get better and better. But like, I am not ready to commit to this motherfucker for the rest of my fucking life. Like, what the fuck? Oliver's like, just give him my fucking social security number too. Like, what the fuck? Like,
You
two
can have
hour.
my house.
Jesus Christ, bro. Fucking
Like,
rate. I
look at
just don't.
Bobby Witt, though. What was Bobby Witt? He just was,
That is similar, I guess.
but I know, but Bobby Witt, I mean, let's be real. Bobby Witt proved a bit more than,
That's what I'm trying to
in my
yeah.
opinion. Like,
Yeah.
that was 11
Well,
years, 20, 288 million, which is crazy money, but
he's
at the same
also
time, it's
shortstop.
like,
Yeah, shortstop money. I don't
true.
think
And, like, he's like
he's gonna be
superstar status. I think
yeah.
Casas could be just like really good for a long time. I don't know if it's like,
Are you
no,
saying
but
he's like
that's not a bad thing.
I know it's not, but agree to disagree. I
Is he
think
going to win an
Casas has
MVP? I don't think he will.
probably not.
You saying like
I
top
I'm
three
just think
finish?
he's a top five guy. That's all I'm saying. And I don't count Bryce Harper. I just don't. Like I said
Yeah,
earlier.
that's fair.
Top five first base.
Top five first baseman.
Right
Like
now?
the
Or moving
yes, the
forward?
argument starts at Paul Goldschmidt, and that is five.
All right, so we're going Olsen, Freeman.
Alonso. And I gave you the bite on Vlad, but I do tend to agree with Oliver. Like, that's going downhill quick.
You guys will see this year. All right. I know
We've
you guys
been
have been here
seeing.
for talk yourself into it.
I'm gonna keep talking myself into it until I'm dead.
Keep
I'm holding
sending
on.
me everybody for Vlad in deals, please.
I have never offered you Vlad. Vlad is one guy I don't offer.
That's false, and I have screenshots, so you might want to take that back.
Let me see your team, and then I'll, because I can remember. Let's see.
You 100% offered me Vlad three times this offseason and twice already this season.
Oh, this offseason, yeah. But this season?
Yes, this earlier. Yep.
Fru!
Pete Alonso is in the deal, and that's how you were calculating it for yourself.
Stop! Nuh-uh.
Yes,
Find it.
Steve.
Find it.
All right.
I probably
All
did.
right.
I will
Oh,
say
search those
during.
emails. I love it.
Yes, I
I'm
will
going.
say I did during the offseason. I was trying to figure out my keeper situation. Ended up fucking myself directly in the ass, sending that trade to Oliver for Acuna. If anybody had taken any other deal, Acuna would still be mine. But however, I definitely sent offers for Vlad this offseason. This season, hell no. I am committed. And if I'm
I will
wrong,
say
I'll take it on the chin.
I definitely underestimated the amount of deals I was going to receive for Ronald Acuña from Steve.
Oh, you're fucked, bro.
You
Yeah,
overestimated? I
bro.
underestimated that part of the acquisition that Steve
Oh,
would just
they just
be
keep coming? Oh yeah.
constantly
Every
getting
day.
trying to get him back two or three times a day. Yeah.
Just hoping for a fat finger
Yeah.
situation.
Just Mike Trout, Corbin Carroll, maybe your finger will slip up and you'll hit accept on accident type of
Oh,
thing.
yeah, is that the current offer right now? I am curious. That is the current price, yeah. I was hoping, well, that's the current Steve market to Oliver. I'm
Yeah.
trying to make that happen, but I
Which,
know it's
like,
not
I'm a
working out.
Corbin Carroll guy. Don't get me wrong. I love him. They talk about a superstar. There's another nice contract extension.
He was paid, right? He, yeah.
Let's go. Yeah, but not like an obscene amount. It was more like a. I think he got. I don't even think he got 100.
8 years, 111 million.
Okay,
Wow.
well, fuck
But
me
again, that
then.
was all he would have. They only bought out, though. I don't know. I think it was like two or 3 years of free agency. So he could be a free agent at 31, 30 if they decline a club option, which they probably Pretty
won't.
fair.
But you know what I mean? Like, Yeah,
so like
they're
that's.
gonna get his best years though with
Yeah,
Speed.
but he's going to get another payday though. That's where it's like
Yeah.
tricky with Casas, where it's like if you sign him for too long, he's going to be a free agent at like 34 and risk like that better be one hell of a contract because not going to get paid, How old is he
you
right
know?
now? How old is fucking Cassius right now?
He
He's 24, I
is
think.
24.
So how about like a 7 year, 140 million? Would you guys do that?
Yeah,
That'd
it's
be
not
like
my
1 year.
money.
No, I wouldn't do that. In my opinion, No.
you're getting like 1 year of free agency. That's good. Like, and kind of it. No, that's the tricky thing where it's like if you're going to save so much money if you just go the traditional route, which is
Just let
as
him roll
painful as
over.
it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
Well,
to.
yeah.
Yeah.
I just hope he fucking gets. Look, I'll be all in on the Cassis extension shit after this year. If this year he pops off, then I'll be right with you. But right now I'm not ready. He's got one full year under his belt. Like, what the fuck are we doing?
I mean, plenty of studs have signed contracts before they even hit the majors, never mind, not after one great season. They don't all pan out, but a lot of them do. Everybody on the Braves pans out. Jackson Churio, Corbin Carroll, these guys will probably pan out. Julio signed after 1 year.
Julio, I don't know.
Tatis signed
I don't know.
quick.
Yeah, these guys are like faces of the game, though. I
Yeah.
really like Casas, but like he's not on that level. He's a really good That's
player.
where I'm at too, Gilly.
He could make a few All-Star games. He should, right? Like I hope he does. But like those guys are like perennial MVP candidates. I think he could sneak into being an MVP candidate, right? I know, kind of a weird year, hot season. I don't know. Maybe I'm blowing Casas. I had no idea.
Same here. I'm finding that out about myself too. I don't want to be. I want him to be the GOAT, but like, I'm not ready to hand him the keys yet. Devers is still that guy to the Sox, at least.
I agree.
We need a
What
right-handed
about
power.
Marcelo Meyer? I feel like this is the time
Trade
to
him.
see.
Yeah, I'm
Well,
kind of with Gilly if that's where you're going.
yeah.
I'm ready to let go, dude.
No,
Yeah,
Jussie!
dude, I'm ready to fucking commit, dude. Like,
What? He's slipping in the rankings. This might
it's
be. Oh,
bad.
no. What's
It's
that? What
not
happened?
looking good.
What happened? It's been
He
like the last
not
year or
perf
so.
yeah, he's not performing at the
He
higher
hasn't been
levels.
healthy in like 2 years. he's and so he's playing through injuries, he's slipping, he's not playing well. I get it, but like I think Trevor Story goes down for a long time here now. Look, I don't want to trot out David Hamilton and Pablo Reyes every other day. I'm sorry.
So could he come up, or is that just not in the
Why
cards?
couldn't he?
Yeah.
Is he
Yeah, I
on
don't
the
think he's
40
ready.
man right now?
Good question.
Don't know.
Yeah. Probably not, right?
He,
I
well.
would also lean probably not, but like, is he exactly ready? I don't know, but at this point, he should damn well be close to ready, and you're gonna find out sooner or later. He's not this teenage superstar prospect anymore, like you're just saying, like things aren't exactly going his way lately. He's 21, so like he's still young, but he's not like too crazy young where you should be scared to bring
Hey,
him
listen,
up and ruin him, I
look at
guess. I don't
this.
know.
So people that have made it from that draft class. So we have Colton Cowser up, Jordan Lawler. Let's see,
Lawler's
Henry.
got sent back down, I think, right?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be back up in like a month, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Henry Davis, Matt McClain, Sal Frelick.
Matt McClain was that draft? Wow.
Yeah. Jordan
Is he out of
Wicks.
college though? How many of these guys
He
are like
must have
high
been.
school though?
Lawler was, right?
Yeah.
I remember. I'm going
Wait, Max
early.
Muncy? That's not true. Oh, there's another Max Muncy. How about
Oh yeah, there is an A's guy, right?
that? Oh. Gavin Williams, Jackson Merrill, all in the same draft.
Jackson
Meyer,
Merrill.
didn't he stink last year? I'm like
Who?
at double. Did he? He's in double A right now, right?
Meyer?
Yeah, he was awful last year. Like again, I don't.
You guys
Didn't
said
he
you
barely play last year?
Oh no. I didn't realize
Bat
he's
under 200. Yeah, it
Oh
wasn't good.
no.
43 games for the Sea Dogs, 189 batting average. I know batting average isn't everything, but.
How's his fielding?
Sure is. I love batting average. Give it to me. Raw
High
numbers.
A, he can crush high A, that's for
Yeah,
sure.
okay. Hell yeah. Bring him up.
I just think you're risking like really screwing him over, in all honesty, calling him up this early. But
Romy Gonzalez
maybe,
is up
but
now, though.
if you're maybe, you give him a little time to get his feet under him and start seeing the ball, but like if you're still a good baseball team by Memorial Day, I don't see why not.
So
Do you guys
you
think Story's like
personally,
fuck fucked?
it doesn't
I
sound
thought he
good.
was.
He said he like is hopeful that he can play again this year. That doesn't really sound optimistic.
He ain't
Okay.
coming back. He's done this
You
year.
don't think so? He wasn't even in a sling. Actually, I don't know. I thought it was gonna be
I
like, oh no.
you just know Story's deal though. Like he comes back, it's like, oh yeah, you sure? Every time I see him, I'm like, I don't
I feel
know.
so bad though. Like you can just tell how fucking
He
pissed
wants
he
it,
was.
man.
Kind of like Pedroia at the end. It's just like he just wants to be out there. He just can't help but give everything,
Yeah.
and then boom, one weird dive, shoulder land, and now who fucking knows how he's gonna come back from that. But like, that's my, I don't know. You kind of assigned Story with that mindset that Meyer would follow him when he gets to like 22. Story has 1 year left. Okay, let's bring him up, put Meyer at second or whatever. And now you have Vaughn Grissom to play second base. Maybe he can come back kind of soon, but fuck, man. Like, fuck it. I'm kind of in fuck it mode right now, dude. This team's fun. They're good right now. The pitching looks good. Like, let's see what you got and see if you can kind of keep the momentum going and not just like have even more dead bats in the bottom of the lineup. Like, will Meyer be a dead bat? Maybe.
Based on his
But I
double
don't
A
know.
stats, yeah. It's
Yeah,
David Hamilton.
maybe.
At least
Maybe,
David Hamilton can
maybe.
run, but I get it. It's
He
not
can
even that
run.
exciting.
I don't know much about David Hamilton in the field, but like, that's just
I
the
think they're
kind of
pretty
mode I'm
solid,
in.
but.
I'm like hyped about the Red Sox, even though I know it's stupid to be.
Shout out to
Dude.
Tyler O'Neill.
Hell yeah.
That dude's ex woba is through the roof.
The ex-Wobicon, ex-Wop fit.
Bro, I'm fucking done hating on the Red Sox. How about that? That's my big take. I'm done. I'm in until they prove me wrong. motherfuckers.
Yep, tomorrow's only going to amplify that feeling, too.
How about Chase Medroff? Give him a chance, right? He's a shortstop.
I don't know who that is.
What? Do you watch spring training?
No, I don't have. If you listen to the pod last week, you would understand my frustration with my Verizon Fios. Ellie De La Cruz homers to center field.
Suck it, motherfuckers! Really?
Yeah.
Yes! I get what I sent to Connor. Oh, against Connor, too. Perfect.
You see, also grounded into a triple play.
Did
you really? No, I'm just kidding. But you believed it.
I know you totally did. Oh, man. Oh, 450 feet. Oh, Connor's going to get.
Oh, he's been.